A remarkable but now completely ordinary scene took place just outside the visitors' dressing room at Sadlin Arena about a month ago. The Sudbury Wolves were in town and local boy Gavin Ewells emerged from the Wolves' room right around the same time as a U.S. college recruiter was asking for Coach Adelic, Ewells' teammate. The Delic meetup was arranged by Wolves assistant coach Drake Barahowski, the former NHLer whose ties to Barry go back more than three decades to the old Junior B Colts. A U.S. college scout and a major junior player in a friendly chat, all being arranged by an employee of an Ontario Hockey League team. A year ago, such a scenario would have been like a husband bringing his wife to dinner to meet his mistress, arranged by a divorce lawyer. Strange days indeed. Barry native Gavin Ewells is a defenseman with the Sudbury Wolves. Terry Wilson, Ole Images. But when the NCAA decided in November to lift the almost five-decade-long ban on former Canadian Hockey League players, Ole rinks suddenly became fertile recruiting ground. Moreover, players no longer must spend a season or two in between minor hockey and college suiting up in Junior A somewhere in Canada, or in the United States Hockey League. They can play in the Ole, just like players who surrendered their college eligibility by doing so previously. For players such as Ewells, who could be playing in his final Ole season, he has more options than trying to grind out an existence in professional hockey as an undrafted player or going to Canadian university. "I'm going to have to talk to my parents," the 19-year-old said after the Barry game in question, adding that the new reality is still a bit too fresh. There is another dramatically different reality taking place locally compared to 365 days ago. The Colts are suddenly one of the OHL's best teams. A year ago, beset by injuries and a few other factors, they were one of the weakest. During a post-deadline game last season between the Colts and Niagara Ice Dogs, not a single NHL-drafted player was in uniform on either team. That's extremely rare for any major junior matchup. The resurgence this season wasn't just a case of waiting, hoping for a handful of in-house players to get better, though that has happened as well. Colts general manager and head coach Marty Williamson made one or two clever moves at last year's roster deadline and a few more in the offseason that have led to the team having among the most NHL-drafted talent in the Ole this side of the London Knights. Playing without four top players who were in World Junior camps, and with Ben Rebick in the crease on back-to-back nights, the Colts lost to the Ice Dogs in their final game before the Christmas break. The win allowed the Ice Dogs, amid their own dramatic turnaround, to leap over the Colts to top spot in the Eastern Conference standings. Rebick is one of the reasons for such a lofty perch with 2025 looming, giving them solid goaltending in a league that needs backups to play 15 to 20 games a season. Defenseman Evan Passmore is now a Blue Line Corps regular with three NHL-drafted players on it. Kayshawn Aitchison and Passmore will be drafted in June, at which time it is expected that Bo Akee and Tristan Bertucci will have graduated. Bertucci and Gabriel Eliasson came to Barry in the offseason, one of a few trades that brought in already drafted players by surrendering picks and defenseman Jack Broughty and Blair Scott. Up front, Brad Gardiner was also acquired in a trade. Emil Hemming was added in the CHL import draft. The maturation of Rebick allowed Williamson to use an overage spot on Dallin Wakely, rather than on a goaltender. That move meant Ty York left town, and with ice time tough to come by up front, Shamar Moses was a logical piece to go the other way to get Wakely. Rebick and Passmore are two dramatically improved depth players who have helped make the Colts a much better club by growing from within. Carter Lowe and Bode Stewart have come into their own up front, and Justin Hansor doesn't look out of place as the team's sixth D. It all makes the Colts a classic example of how short-term pain in the Ole standings can change with the autumn colors the following season. The key for Williamson is to read the tea leaves properly when the deadline falls on January 10th to ensure that the Colts remain a force in 2025-26. Peter Robinson is a reporter at Barry Today, covering courts and sports.